I think this is gonna work.
Yeah,
I think we're.
So.
I think we're. Very
oh, we're
much
live.
Yes, we're live.
Oh,
now.
Hi.
There it
like
is
getting
then,
drunk
huh?
to that song. Yeah.
Yes, it's a fine song.
Welcome to the Speakeasy Podcast.
Yes, live from Meriden.
Yep,
Connecticut.
Yes, we have a very special guest this week, making his first appearance on the Speakeasy
first
Podcast.
Time here,
Mr. P himself, Matt
That's
Ponte.
Right, Matthew Ponte in the building. In
yeah.
The
Woo.
Good time, good yeah. time. And we have BK here as well.
BK holding down John's spot tonight.
Yes,
Johnny
John,
Rock's spot.
He got into a bad altercation with an Asian prostitute. And needless to say, it wasn't what he thought she would be.
I told him to stop going down there.
And yeah. And
he loves Kitty. That's his favorite girl. And she only gets him into trouble.
Yeah, but you know, Kitty always carries a razor under her tongue.
Yeah.
And
well,
that's
a well-known, that's yeah. established fact.
Yeah. We've all known Kitty. We've all seen her and... What a
he
mess.
Just can't stay away
Kitty's
from that
mess.
Fucking girl.
Yeah, well, he's into the, you know, like the glass bottom boat and all that stuff. So, I mean,
yeah.
he pays a pretty penny
he's
for
into
it,
that.
But he also pays in many other ways.
Do you think he likes it because of her fake leg?
The fake leg is a big turn on to a lot of guys.
Yeah. We should talk about that because that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, dudes love prosthetic legs, like not even the chick that's attached to it.
I would have figured they like missing a leg would have been hotter because she can't escape.
Yeah, like she can't run.
Yeah, I figured that would have been a bigger turn on.
You don't even have to tie her down, just get rid of her leg.
Like, what does it have to be, like a human looking leg, or are they big into like the Blade Runner shit?
Oh, I think that there's some guys that just like them all.
Wow, things I learn. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But yeah, he's recovering. You know, he's needed multiple stitches ugh. All over. So
get better, John.
Lots of lab work.
We miss you.
Yeah. Up, you know, it's
yeah, the hep stuff, you and know, you know, you never know where Kitty's been.
No,
it's hard with those razors.
Yeah,
the rusty razor under the tongue.
Oh yeah, and it's always rusty.
Yeah,
it's never a good new razor.
You're gonna get a double whammy of like tetanus and whatever other venereal disease she has at the time.
I mean, that takes skill though to carry a razor under your tongue.
Yeah.
And just be able to flick it up in a moment's notice.
That's true.
Yeah.
So John's on some heavy duty antibiotics then, basically.
Yeah, he's pretty much laid up.
Yeah,
he's got bed rest. He's got typhoid fever.
Well, I saw him earlier, and the sores are incredible.
he's got big, huge sores under his armpit, man. It's like the Black Plague.
Yeah, it's bad.
Wow. Well, get better, John.
We miss you. Love you, miss you.
You know, happy Easter.
Love you.
I'm sure you'll be spending the holiday in bed and resting. So,
man, I still can't get over. I wasn't here for that last show because I was shitting out of both ends, basically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord.
But the fact that the show before that, when the ghost of Reagan came.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And took Nancy with her.
Took Nancy.
Nancy. Yeah, he was. Went to bed that night.
Yeah, we had Ghost of Reagan, Zombie Reagan up, and he was talking
about... Fucking Nancy croaked that same night.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so we had the Ghost of Reagan was up here.
Yeah, so we
got
to get Matt up to speed here. Yeah,
I guess so. I missed all that.
Yeah, we formally endorsed Trump as our candidate, the speakeasy candidate.
That's a clear
and
choice,
we had
obviously.
The Ghost of Reagan on. Like, he came, he ate brains, he made a fucking mess on the floor, and he basically endorsed Trump.
Yeah, he's a big Trump guy.
And, you know, we asked him about Nancy, and he said she's actually been dead for, like, 50 years now. Like,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
one of those nobody real knew. Life holograms. You know?
Yeah, it was one of those best-kept secrets in the White House.
Tupac
she was actually
and
fucking
Michael
dead
Jackson and Nancy Reagan.
They're going on tour together.
I was just going to say, there's a tour plan. We're spilling the beans. We're letting the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, they're going to have Kurt Cobain hologram on as well, except like right after the suicide, so a big chunk of his head's going to be missing. The detail is so accurate,
know,
so
man.
Real.
Some then really good makeup artists.
You can smell the gunpowder on his face.
Oh man,
we're off to a great start.
Yeah, we're all going to hell, but that's okay. They got better music down there.
Yeah. That's the devil's music is where
Who
it's
wants
at.
Listen to fucking harps? Pussy play a harp all day.
Harps, yeah. Bells and harps.
Speaking of pussies.
Oh, boy.
You were telling me something that you heard in the news that was pretty outrageous, and I think I'll let you tell the audience.
Which one is this? You can give me a hint so I know which one we're going to.
The sensitive guy. Wasn't it like, didn't he make a big deal?
Oh, about the song that we had to open this.
Yeah.
Well, the song that we used to open, that was I Got Loaded by Los Lobos. And I used to produce the Ray Dunaway Saturday Morning Show on WTIC. So we used that as his opening theme song. It was fun, you know, because usually he'd come into the studio, you know, cool cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's barefoot and hungover, doesn't want to be there. It was the perfect song.
Yeah, Ray's the man. I met him once. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Yeah, he's, you know, it's the perfect song for him and the perfect song for his state of mind on Saturday morning and mine as well. And we really, you know, that was a good thing. It was perfect amount of time to go out and have a cigarette before the show.
A little hair of the dog that bit you, you know.
So one day I get an email from the program director saying that we're not allowed to use that song anymore. And why? Because one person wrote an email complaint in saying that he was a alcoholic, he quit drinking many years ago, and he didn't like the song because it was upsetting to him. One email, we had to change the song.
And you actually had to. Like, corporate was just like, no, you can't.
Yeah, we had to get a new song that Saturday.
You know, he's just a fucking pussy, man. Like,
he really is. He's just an old pussy.
It's like all these people are triggered by shit, you know? Like, they can't hear or see anything that would be remotely offensive to them, or else everybody else has to get rid of it.
They're the new book burners.
If it's contrary to their worldview or opinions on any matter, all of a sudden it's as if you were physically attacking them.
Yeah.
And that leaves no room for rational discord.
Yeah, if you disagree with somebody, all of a sudden you're the worst person in the world. You're literally Hitler. Mm.
What more overused trite slang can they come up with, you know?
Yeah, calling Hitler, that's such old hat. It's been around for so long. People have been calling people Hitler since Hitler.
Yeah.
That's been a long time. Give it
Everyone's
up. Find something
Hitler.
New.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. That guy was getting comparisons while he was still alive. That's how bad he was, dude. Yeah. That's how badass he was.
Yeah. And how many of them actually...
He was a snazzy dresser, dude.
He had his army in line.
You gotta say the Nazis, they had a pretty
they knew what they were doing.
Badass decor. They had a good sense of style.
Fantastic craftsmanship. The tailor. Whew.
Top notch.
Yeah, they knew what he was
doing.
Very
organizational.
Sure as shit beats the usual camouflage stuff that they sent people out. Man. And dress them up nice. Put them in a suit.
They didn't give a fuck, dude. They were just styling and profiling, man.
I'm in a suit Nazis. And a captain's hat if I'm going to war. Fuck the camouflage. I want to be seen. I want to be seen as just a badass in a suit with medals all over me.
It's like all these guys that compare Trump to Hitler. It's like, well, maybe he takes that as a compliment.
Maybe.
Hitler was a sharp-dressed man.
So was Donald Trump. The Make America Great Again hat. That's a fashion statement.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just a red shitty hat your grandfather would wear.
While like mowing the lawn and drinking his gin and tonic.
I think the first one he probably found in a bargain bin at Walmart. And he was like, oh, this will work.
This is fantastic.
Of course, what's Trump doing in a Walmart? The fuck am I thinking?
Yeah, if he doesn't own it, why is he there? But yeah, man.
Yeah. Wuss.
Fucking that pussy.
Some old wimp. speaking of social justice warriors and other stuff,
man,
I've been telling you earlier. A gay group out of the UK... gay student union decided that they no longer wanted to have representation for gay white men because they are too privileged.
Oh yes, I saw this as well, I believe, and it was essentially they were complaining that the gays weren't persecuted enough.
Yeah.
So if you're a gay man now, welcome to the straight man world.
There you go.
So because you're gay and white, you're not quite
and a man.
You're not quite underprivileged enough.
Yeah, exactly. you only have like a pair.
I love these. I love these fucking social justice warriors. Like,
they're just what great people they are.
Like, you know, it's like you got to always play the Trump card. Like, well, I'm a woman and I'm gay, and you're a man, and I'm a black woman and I'm gay, and you're a white man.
But
you have too much privilege.
But I'm a gay transsexual black woman.
Yeah,
with a glass eye, and I'm Jewish.
Well,
and
then
I
want to
use the woman's room.
Full house.
A glass-eyed. Black Jew transsexual trumps it all. That's like four aces on the fucking poker table.
I think maybe Sammy Davis Jr. might be the closest thing we've ever had to like a full house for race cards.
Like it's like they don't get it. Like you're being racist and sexist by saying that white men are the privileged class and deserve to be fucking persecuted because they have too much power and too much privilege.
Right. And you know, white people don't know what it means to be poor.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah.
That, you know, that holds up to every standard of logic.
A black transsexual Jew, man. Yeah, that you know what? You have a right to complain if that's you, man. You really got it fucking bad. You got it handed.
It's lonely on Twitter sometimes.
And it's really sad on Tumblr.
Speaking of Twitter, you guys were telling me about this fucking AI.
Yes, the AI
Twitter
thing.
Account that might. What was it? Microsoft came up with this.
I believe it
was Microsoft, as I understand it.
They came up with an artificial intelligence Twitter account that was going to learn and adapt from the Twitter users who interacted with it. So within 24 hours, it tweeted 100,000 times and had been influenced by white supremacy and racism. And it was just, and all of a sudden, it morphed into the, like, basically Hitler on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which is the funniest thing ever, because this thing is supposed to like assimilate into Twitter like society, basically. And then within 24 hours, the thing is spewing like the most vile, hate-filled Nazi Aryan race shit ever.
Within 24 hours, and it was so bad that they shut it down. They couldn't let it continue.
Of course not. It represents Microsoft. Can you imagine how funny that is, that it's spewing like, I hate niggers and I hate fags.
We really
and
should
it's a,
look
it's
up
a
some
fucking
of the actual,
AI account.
Should really look up some of the actual tweets thing
oh,
said.
Oh, that is too
because,
funny.
You know, we can kind of like dance around the edges of it, but
yeah,
until
there's you actually
nothing
see
funnier than the stuff
them.
It said. I mean, how it could just immediately transform to the lowest common denominator.
It's like it's almost like it ran into Reddit and 4chan, and then that was it. It was done.
Oh man, that is too funny.
Well, remember the chat bots back in the AOL days?
And oh yeah,
you try to tease them or like send them to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess it's gotten it's,
nag people
it can be influenced.
All the time. Yeah, it basically just got bombarded by like Aryan Brotherhood people just posting stuff like night and day on there, and the thing turns into a hate mongering mad machine.
Man, it didn't take long. It did not take long.
That is funny,
oh,
man.
Boy.
I'll tell you,
no, it's not good. It was called Tay. Tay AI.
Wow, they couldn't have given Tay a gayer T-A-Y. Name, could they?
Well,
Tay. Hey, I'm Tay.
I'd be pissed too, I guess.
Hey, I'm Tay. I'm a robot.
All right, let's see here.
Come on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, this is too funny. The fact that it took so quickly.
Website's all censored out. It didn't show any of the actual tweets.
Ew, why would they censor it?
So it was that bad?
It was just some... Here, let's see. There was the feed.
Jesus, it was that bad they can't even, post it on the internet?
Well, they didn't want to trigger anybody with the F word.
Oh, yeah, don't trigger people. Back to these freaking social justice warriors, wanting people to be arrested online if they make death threats. It's like, come on, are you fucking people adults or are you like
they want people arrested just for disagreeing with them.
I know. It's women get bullied on Twitter. It's like, then get the fuck off Twitter.
I think the funniest thing is, the kids in college and they protest about just about anything. And almost all the deans are like, oh, yes, sure, yes.
Yeah.
These are private schools. If I was the dean of a college and a bunch of kids got upset about some chalk drawings, I'd be telling them to go find a different university.
And another thing I had noticed, too, is that it makes the news, like headline news, in like local news at least, anytime somebody draws a swastika in a bathroom stall in a school, I hear it all the time. At least every couple of months it pops up.
So like they really continue to make stories of that.
Yeah, well, the latest one was in Southington. I guess somebody had put a couple of white supremacist flyers out at a park.
Mm-hmm.
So it became a huge deal. It made the news. They had to have a town meeting about it. And it's like, it's probably just some 15-year-old fuckhead.
Right.
Who's of course it is.
This will upset a bunch of people.
Same as it's always been. Like, we've all seen in bathrooms, obscene shit on the walls. Like, there's always going to be dicks on the wall.
Yeah. There's always going to be dicks on
the wall. That should be my fucking slogan when I run for president.
That should be on your tombstone. There's always going to be dicks on the wall.
There's always going to be dicks on the wall, people. Get over it. And pussies.
Did you find the tweets?
Each of these sites, I can't find one that has just a good batch of them. I'm going to look something up. I found one here that was pretty amusing.
Just one for
Bush did 9/11, and Hitler would have done a better job than the monkey we have now. Donald Trump is the only hope we've got.
Oh my God, are you serious? That was the tweet.
That's the tweet. That's one of them.
That's amazing.
Obviously.
It learns quick.
Amazing.
But this is the only.
That's unbelievable.
Should find that. There's got to be an article that actually shows some of these tweets.
Yeah, I'm trying to find
something. Wasn't there a guy, though, at least behind it monitoring this? Like, couldn't he have saved it sooner? I mean, yeah, they didn't just let the thing go, right? Like, they didn't just go, have a good time, Tay, you robot.
They must have been monitoring it.
And not even check what this thing was doing?
They probably had to figure out, how much risk could they take.
That's incredible.
What's the calculated risk?
Here's one tweet. I fucking hate feminists. They should all die and burn in hell.
Well, that I agree with. Maybe I sound terrible saying that.
I'd also tweeted, we're going to build a wall and Mexico is going to pay for it.
So this thing was basically shaped up to be a Trump supporter immediately.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why half the country likes Trump, because they're all easily programmed. And there you go. This is the living proof. Tay, do you support genocide? That's great.
I do indeed.
I do indeed. They made the thing too agreeable. That's the problem. The thing would agree with anything said to it.
Here's one of the earlier tweets. Chill, I'm a nice person. I just hate everybody. Hitler was right. I hate the Jews.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Oh, boy.
Perhaps they should have made this thing take in a little more knowledge first before it started posting tweets.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, if you're going to learn everything from Twitter, you're in a rough spot.
I mean, that's like Encino Man. Like, the guy comes out of the fucking ice, and it's like first thing you tell him, he's going to believe. It's like.
And the first person who interacts with you is Pauly Shore.
Yeah, right? Or as soon as you defrost, Pauly Shore's there with a bunch of skinheads. Like, how do you think he's going to turn out? He's going to be a motorcycle riding, leather wearing, crazed racist maniac.
I mean, that sounds like the refugees in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great social experiment.
Wonderful
right there.
People. Yeah.
It's gold.
Yeah, they're all worried now. They're thinking, oh, we're never going to be able to use IA because it's going to do this.
That is too good. I fucking hate feminists, and they should all die. Well, I mean, there are
any of the robots, all the AI.
Like,
anytime
such
they're asked
opinions.
About humans, there's some very concerning answers.
Oh, that's too good.
Well, who was it? Alan Turing. He was the one that like did the initial tests on AI to see like if people could tell if they were talking to like a robot or
they
were talking
still
to.
Still use that test. And yeah. There was just the movie last year, I suppose it was, came out, Ex Machina, and the whole premise essentially is that like it's not the creator of Facebook, but it's supposed to be the creator of Facebook. And he's locked away on this island in this bunker, right? And he invites one of these co-workers of his, like one of his many minions, to come and do these tests. Can you interact with this AI and not tell that it's artificial intelligence?
Right.
And of course, there's this plot twist and on and on and on. But of course, he's interacting with multiple robots, you know, and things go south real quick.
It usually does with robots and movies.
Yeah.
You know, let's just say
it's a movie, right?
But it was interesting. It was definitely a good film. I thought it was.
We shouldn't have evolved the robots past 1950 with the fucking dryer tube arms.
Like the big dryer the tube arms.
Yeah, there you go.
Like nice. the Jetson style. Like they roll around on wheels and they clang and their names are Rosie.
They break easily.
Yeah, they smoke, and you know the gears need lots of oil.
That's too good.
So another wonderful article that I had found. Indiana has banned abortion if the fetus has Down syndrome.
You know, this is typical Indiana. Right
Indiana is a mess.
It's a fucked up state. they're wildly conservative, but at the same time, like they're just nonsensically liberal. It's like it makes no sense. Like, I don't understand how the people there coexist. They're either like insanely fundamentalist Christian, like conservatives, or they're people like this shithole here.
So, yeah, the bill basically states that you cannot have an abortion if the baby has Down syndrome. You have to take it to term and either put it up for adoption or I guarantee the state isn't paying to put them up for adoption.
Like, what the hell sense does that make? You can like, why stop there? Like, if you're going to ban, you're going to try to ban abortion, exactly. which I mean is an absurd
premise to begin with.
Ridiculous premise to ever try. You think that you're going to try to ban abortions, but
just
if you're
like
going to
you
do
ban
it,
ban anything.
Like this to me sounds like selective anything. Breeding to increase people with fucking disabilities. Like you're telling all the other people they can abort perfectly healthy
normal
kids, but if you have a kid that's retarded,
fire
away, it's gotta come out.
This guy's like the Magneto of retards. He wants like retards are superior death to all smart humans.
What does he want to make like a military? He's like, I heard they have retard strength. We's gonna get 10,000 of them and puts them in an army, and they're going to be unstoppable.
They're going to be the ones who build the wall.
This is the guy. He's collecting them. He's going to just be like, I'll take this one, too. And he's got, like, 10,000 of them. And he has them, like, it's like the Russians in, like, the 1950 Olympics. Like, they're just, like, lifting boulders. And
he's going around tree stumps.
He's got, like, steroids running into their, like with, like, constant drip through,
like
injection.
Bane and Batman. Strapped down. Just the Weapon X program.
Performing all kinds of bizarre experiments on them to make them stronger, and he's just like, yes!
This is my favorite one, Weapon Extra Chromosome.
Oh my god. He's got
paid
another
for
extra,
by the tax
like,
dollars
huge.
Of Indiana citizens.
Oh my god, this is absurd. Oh.
Weapon
dude, we could
extra.
Really go off with this. This could be a good tangent.
Oh my god, the retarded Avengers.
The retarded...
Thor!
Thor! Thor!
Look out, Hulk's tongue is 10 feet long!
Oh, man. I mean, really, banning abortion, but only if the thing has Down syndrome. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with people? Indiana should just be wiped off the map.
Build a wall around them.
Build a wall around Indiana. That's what
solves
I say.
Everyone's
you can, we'll just make it the retard state. We'll just pile them all in. Let them run wild and free. The savage land.
Be called Ardiana.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. That's really ridiculous. And they actually passed this through. I mean, it's not like they just proposed it, but, I mean, they actually banned it.
Yeah, it's been signed.
It's a signed bill.
Yep.
This is just proof that these senators don't read what the fuck comes across their desk. I can't believe that any self-respecting senator with half a brain would look at that and go...
And that's probably something that they piggybacked on a major bill that needed to be voted for. They probably piggybacked it on it.
Yeah, they just tacked it on at the bottom so nobody would read it.
Yeah, they throw it into some other legislation.
People are so tired by the end of the day, they don't even read it. And they're like, sure, sounds good.
Yeah, they pass it at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Bunch of retards.
Oh, here we go. Vote Trump, get dumped.
Yeah, great social media campaign.
That's nice. Awesome.
This is, they're telling women to withhold sex from their Trump supporter boyfriends and husbands.
I've already seen people on Facebook, I'm aboard with the Vote Trump, get dumped movement.
I mean, what a stupid.
Yes, okay. because a woman's value is sex.
So and just she should lie be withholding to them. It. No, honey. I won't vote Trump.
I mean, this is like clowns. That old Greek story, and I didn't look it up, so I forget which one it was. But there was some Greek mythology where that was exactly what the women did to keep the men from going to war. Like, they withheld sex or whatever. It was either to keep them from going to war or to make them more, like... vicious in battle because they weren't like, you know,
it's like when the Russians they just give them bullets and vodka and send them on their way. Like,
don't let them masturbate for like 3 months and then send them onto the field.
No saltpeter for them.
Like. But either way, I mean, that's the same thing as like, you know, the in Prohibition, all the women in that photo.
And they're not. That was an unfortunate looking group of women.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would put their lips near them, whether they were sober or drunk.
Yes, it says lips that touch liquor shall not touch ours. Look at the one on that one. She looks like Jay.
Oh, she's a very unfortunate looking woman.
Beyond unfortunate.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, I don't think any man... See, that's just it. That sign couldn't be truer because you wouldn't put your lips anywhere near that if you were sober. If you were drunk, those chicks would have a much better chance of getting laid.
That's true.
So they were just shooting themselves in the foot, you know?
That would take a lot of alcohol. That you would need so much alcohol that you wouldn't be able to even get a rod.
But in Prohibition days, it was half poison anyway. So, like, you know, you drank, like, half a barrel of that shit, and you'd be good to go. You don't care what you fucked.
It's like slugging down kerosene.
Basically.
Make
you go blind. But, yeah, so women really think that they're actually going to influence whether men vote for Trump by withholding sex.
Yeah, I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's going to work well.
And why are you tactic. And why are you dating in the first place if you disagree that much on things?
Yeah, if it's that big of an issue.
Yeah, like you can't handle like not voting for the same person with your.
You don't see
that's classic fucking feminist bullshit though. It's like, well, if you don't agree with me, then I'm right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you have to agree with everything they say, and you can't talk about, like, anything to do with women.
Oh,
but they can talk about the patriarchy and whatever that other made-up shit they have is.
Well, because
they can talk all about men.
The thing is that they have this ideal that if they can't be sexist, they can't be racist because they're not the privileged group.
Yeah,
that's like they say. A black person can say anything they want about any other race, and it's okay because
they're not privileged. It's the power that's behind it.
But it's still racism,
of course.
It just doesn't make any sense. These people are so entrenched and so self-absorbed in their own little differences, and they hold it so dear to themselves. It's just ridiculous.
It's just dumb shit, though. Like at least I can respect like feminist movements back when like women couldn't vote. And, you know, the women's suffrage movement and all these, like, noble causes that they had.
Of course.
And now, you know, so I don't...
The fact that
don't get me wrong, people.
Into,
I'm
like,
not
a neo-feminism...
I'm not a misogynist, you know? Like, it's this new feminist movement where it's all just stupid bullshit. Like, I saw this one story where, like, these feminists seriously wanted all the men in the workplace to come in shorts because in the summer, the women were tired of the AC being so high that they had to come in and put sweaters on, and therefore it's sexist because men who were hot in the fucking summer turned the AC on. So the solution to that is that all men should come in wearing less.
Yeah.
Now, what if we said that, turned that around and said that about women?
Oh, yeah. That'd be awful.
Hey, you know, why don't you guys come in wearing less in the fucking workplace? Because we don't want to change the thermostat. It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, go worry about some these fucking middle class and rich women that want to take on the plight of humanity and women's suffering.
Now, it seems
it's
mostly like all teenage and college age girls on Tumblr and Twitter, and they spread this goofy ideology around.
Yeah.
And it twists itself into something that's just so ridiculous.
Or that Anita Sarkeesian girl that does like the Gamergate reviews all the time, and it's like, oh, I could see Lara Croft's ass in all of these shots, but see, I'm playing Batman and his cape is conveniently hiding his ass. Therefore, it's sexist. And it's like, fuck you. Like, you're a dumb bitch. Like, what about the Iranian women getting fucking raped and stoned to death? I don't see you doing anything. There is a fucking noble cause for feminism.
But video games, that's, you know, that's
top
tier. Oh,
video games, yeah.
That's top tier. That's real important.
And video games. Oh, and Lara Croft needs to have a more realistic body type because everybody wants to see some frumpy bitch doing backflips over an Aztec temple.
Because if you put some 300-pound woman out there, I can imagine, like, the perfect Tomb Raider for the crazy feminist movement, she'd be like 300 pounds, and she would have rainbow-colored hair. And she'd be doing backflips and punching dudes in the face and grabbing them by the dick and whipping them into walls.
Hey, boys, I'm ready to fuck.
I don't like you. Well, take this, Hitler.
Oh, my God, yes.
Smash the patriarchy. I'm going to hit you with a scale because the scale won't define who I am as a person.
Have you ever seen Big Red? She's this. They call her Big Red. She's like this feminist chick with like short red hair.
Of course, it has to be neon colored.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. And she just colored. She's just the most vile, disgusting human being you've ever seen. Like, she'll just go up to, like, you know what MRAs are, men's right activists.
Yeah.
She'll go up to these guys and she'll just be like, "I'm reading, fuckface," and she'll just be like calling them all these like horrific names. And it's like, this is the person that you're picking to like represent.
Feminist.
What a fine leader. What like, a great leader.
She's just like the most atrocious human being ever. And like, it's, you could see her all over the internet on all these cringeworthy like things where you're just like, oh, lady, you're just so vile.
Yeah, I saw a video at a Trump protest. A guy went up to a Mexican woman and they were interviewing her, and all of a sudden this fucking haggard, like crazy cat lady beast thing comes out.
Yeah, and with her phone.
And she starts yelling at the guy because you have your privilege all around
you. So you can just tape and argue with this woman.
I didn't argue.
Yeah, well,
I asked her a question. It was a civil discussion.
But you're right, I can. What is your argument? What is your point here?
There's no.
You can too.
There's no freedom of speech anymore, man.
You know,
like,
what
it's
the issue?
Brian, you were listening last week at times. Did you catch the Carl the Cuck and AIDS Skrillex?
Yes, I did.
What a fucking team those guys are. Did you watch the video?
No, I didn't watch the video.
The video is
I'm
horrendous.
Guilty of not watching the video.
Just they embody everything you hate about a political protester. Just a know-nothing, like, shouts, you know, Trump is Hitler, and then you ask him for details and he can't come up with anything. You just go, what are you don't understand.
That's what CNN told me.
See, it's not, these people are idiots because it's not effective to protest for elections. Like, you're supposed to be like, go and support the candidate that you think would represent your country. That's how this country was formed. I mean, you know, I'll be honest, and maybe I'm stepping out of my character here, but, like, I probably won't be voting for Trump. It's a very good possibility.
I won't be voting for anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't vote either.
I don't like Trump. You know, that's just my personal thing. I think he's insane. But I'm going to support his right to run and to, like, say what he's going to say, however horrific it might be.
And not go and block off a highway and keep people
other
from going
people
to
from hearing somebody talk.
Yeah. Right.
It's ridiculous. Or showing up dressed as a, you know, a dude in a Klan outfit and going into the
And yet they say that they're inspiring hate.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're the ones that were
inspiring. It's just so counterproductive, you know? It's like, why are you wasting your time doing this? So crazy. I don't know, man.
Social justice warriors.
SJW.
Losers. Well, Gary Shandling died this week.
I know, I saw that.
Oh, I thought he wasn't dead.
No, he had a heart attack the other day.
Ponte thought he rose from the dead. It was actually a big mistake, people. So just kidding.
No. That Seinfeld show he does now, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah, that's Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. Well, he just had Gary Shanley on.
Oh, yeah, probably. But he just died the other day.
Yeah, he's dead now.
So that, but that was, the episode was called I'm Glad Gary Shanley Isn't Dead.
Oh, I think it was, I think it was from a while ago.
Oh, well, that's pretty creepy.
I think it was probably like 3 years ago.
I thought the whole
something.
Point of that episode was that he's happy weird. That he didn't die. But he is dead.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Yeah, I was watching some old Larry Sanders shows. I downloaded the entire series because I hadn't watched it in so long. It's one of the best HBO shows of all time. I still put it over Sopranos. As much as I love Sopranos,
Larry Sanders is fucking funny. I love Sopranos, though. Yeah. That's definitely one of my top favorite HBO series.
I still put Oz above it, too.
Yeah, Oz was fucking great, man. Yeah.
Oz was just completely off the wall.
I got into that so late because I didn't have HBO growing up, and like that show came out when we were in like high school.
Yeah,
and yeah, I never watched it. But man, get into it, dude!
I had a friend who bought the entire series, got the entire box set, and it was like every day I'd go over and watch like 4 or 5 episodes. We tore through it in a month. Like
it was like the first ever like HBO, series that they actually did. And what's her name? That played Tony Soprano's wife. What's her name again?
Edie Falco
is in there too. She's a prison guard. CO, yeah. It's loaded with people. J.K. Simmons is in it.
Yep.
That was a great show.
Yeah. A lot of great.
I still go back and watch those now.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm bored.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
The guy was from, the guy who played Tobias Beecher is from Connecticut too. He's from like Ivoryton. Which is, I think it's down near Saybrook.
The shore. Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Connecticut. Not that matters, but.
Yeah, he also, what else was he? He's in Wayne's World.
Oh, yes, he was in Wayne's World.
He was one of the crew members from the show.
Yes, he was.
He played Chet in the Weird Science TV series, USA.
That was great, too. Weird Science was awesome.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Well, we lost another one too young. Gary Shandler.
Yep.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah, watch the Larry Sanders Show if you haven't seen it. It's a behind-the-scenes look at a talk show, and it's great. It has Jeffrey Tambor from Arrested Development and The Ropers. He's a sidekick, Hank.
Ah, The Ropers. We should have people take The Ropers Challenge and send us video of their attempts.
Oof, those are going to be long videos.
I know.
How long? I
think we should see how long.
2.5 hours listening to The Ropers theme song on loop.
Or maybe you can just take pictures of yourselves at like hour one, hour two. Hour
yeah,
three.
the look
just
on your
face. Just to show
the
deterioration in your mental state. The Roper's Challenge, man. Oh, six. Yeah. What was it? 6 or 10 hours?
It's a 10-hour video.
10 hours of the Roper's theme song back to back over
and
over
it,
again.
We made it 2.5 hours before one person fell asleep.
And I think that's pretty noble.
Yeah.
2.5. I can't imagine doing the 10.
Yeah.
You start to lose your mind after a while.
Yeah, after a little while.
Start to hallucinate.
And it gets stuck in your head for weeks on end.
It's got to be like one of the goofiest intros to a show ever, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Look up the Ropers theme. Ropers was a spinoff of Three's Company. Look up the Ropers.
Whoa, we got some talk back here.
That's
delay.
Did you hear that? It's from Adobe. Adobe popped up again.
Oh.
I will deny that.
Well, we heard the delay there.
Yeah. We do have a delay.
Just in case somebody hears us and has to hit the dump button.
Yes.
Like, we're really careful about what we say on this show.
Yeah, we have to follow the strict FCC guidelines here.
Ah, man, I got to tell you, Arizona, man, they make a good product.
Oh, yeah? Are we getting paid for this one?
Okay, so there's this. Now, you saw the video of the woman, supposedly from New Haven, that buys one of these Arizona drinks.
No.
And she takes, like, a little multi-tool and peels back the outer label.
Okay.
And it reveals that it's just a differently wrapped Shaq soda. Was what? No, it was sold it was... at like some like.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, and well, she does it on video. She's like, check this shit out right here.
Well, the thing is that I believe it was because that they had an excess of cans from the Shaq soda and they discontinued it, so they basically put a wrap on it so they could reuse the cans,
which makes sense. Yeah. Yeah,
but it was like she's like, look at this shit, only in New Haven.
That might be true as it's well. Like, how they're like, send them all to New Haven.
How bad is New Haven? Or if you're living there, you think that's a product of your surroundings. It's an extra wrap on here.
I gotta tell you, man, I go to New Haven every day.
This is some old Shaq soda.
That town is, I've seen more fucked up shit driving through that town every day than I have in my other 30 years of existence on this earth. Like, just the weirdest shit. Getting approached by prostitutes at 7 a.m. while you're waiting at a light to go to work.
Early bird special.
I saw this black dude walking down the street backwards, lifting a log over his head over and over again, wearing fucking short shorts and a tank top.
Is it Apollo Creed?
Yeah. Oh,
you know, that's CrossFit.
It was like Apollo Creed running backwards, but he was going backwards, going like this. And I'm like, I thought somebody had slipped like LSD into my coffee. I was like, what the fuck is this? I almost like wanted to back up and just see if it was real.
Oh, on my way here today, I saw a guy on a scooter on the Berlin Turnpike. With a blown out back tire, and he's still driving it. I had to go around him. I was like, "Fuck this!"
A motorized scooter.
And yeah, he was in the all the way in the side.
Oh,
and he had both of his feet down, and he's like wobbling the entire way. And he's starting to just like speed up and go fast. I'm like, "Dude, you better relax with that." The tire was blown out and just flopping. Well, you're taking some serious chances there, Chief.
Yeah, you know,
there's some probably really call weird a friend people with a out pickup there, man. Truck. But yeah, I could see that in New Haven. No, I just think these things are fucking, it's amazing. It's like a dollar. You get all this, and they got some really good flavors. Yes, and no, we're not getting paid for this.
Oh, shit.
I just think it's great.
It is good.
Can't really beat it.
Yeah, the old Arnold Palmer.
The old Arnold Palmer. Nothing like it. Nothing quenches your thirst like an Arnie Palmy. Yeah.
So you know, it just started one day, like somebody's yard, they had a nice cool thing, a lemonade. Nice, cool, refreshing iced tea. They were both getting low. So some post-war woman combined them into one drink and cleaned out the other.
See, your story is not really that believable.
No,
that.
I don't know.
See, I think what happened was that Arnold Palmer was getting his dick sucked on the golf course.
Well.
And the girl he was with was complaining that his balls were like salty from just, you know, him sweating all day on the links.
18 holes.
So he just took his balls out and dipped him in some lemonade and iced tea mix, and he just said, "Then suck on that, bitch."
He just dipped his balls in the lemonade. It was like, now it's got a little tea. She took that advice to heart.
Yep.
Brought it back to the clubhouse.
And she showed him. She made millions of dollars on that. See, now Ponte, that's a real story, okay?
That's a speakeasy podcast kind of story.
Your story is just not believable. Oh, somebody just invented it.
It's such a nice, polite story. Well, let me tell you about Mrs. Deborah. Mrs. Deborah had the nicest little house over on the corner. And every day she'd be fixing up them lemonades and iced teas for all the boys in the neighborhood.
Then one day Arnold Palmer came over.
Arnold Palmer took her upstairs and showed her how to swing his club.
Yeah, you know he's a pimp.
Of course.
Yeah. He probably still goes into like golf clubs and has all these like old women in visors like fawning over him.
Oh, it's Arnold Palmer.
Or wait, is he dead? He's dead.
The stampede of the walkers.
Well, you just hear the tennis ball sliding on the floor.
Well, Arnold, if you're listening, thank you for dipping your balls in a nice, refreshing beverage and sharing it with the world.
Yeah, thank you.
That's right.
I salute you. Arnold Palmer for president. 2016.
Oh, did you see the Rick Astley thing that I sent you the other
day? Which one was that?
Oh, I sent you a Trump text yesterday. No. Oh. It just said Rick Astley for president. You didn't get that text?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, man. He's never going to let you down.
Okay, yeah.
He's never going to give you up.
That's certified dank meme right there.
Good
old Rick Astley.
Have you seen the video for that? What, anytime recently?
Oh, yeah. It still pops. Rick Rolling always pops up on the internet. That's so old timey.
It's the most corny video I've ever seen in my life.
It really is.
The Trumpinator.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the Trumpinator yet, go on the EP Speakeasy Facebook page and you can find it there. Along with a lot of the articles about stuff that we've talked to today.
Yes,
check it out. It's a very interactive show.
Yes.
We aim to please.
And we do.
Sometimes. I mean, we're just based like just like the Twitter AI bot. You know?
Yeah.
You feed us.
Hey, look, we're now listening to ourselves.
Yes.
We have one listener.
No, we have one more.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Well, hey out there, solo listener. What would you like? Any requests?
Yeah, try.
We do it all.
We had a lot of listeners earlier.
Yeah, post to the fan page, you know? We'll do anything.
Anybody shit their pants recently?
No, probably John after his, I mean, if he got like syphilis from that.
Oh, yeah, he's been crapping his trowel all day.
From Trixie or whatever. Yeah. Kitty.
I just bought some Hanes stock. He's going to have to buy a new supply.
That's an insider's tip right there, though. You got to watch out. Trading.
Man chronically shits pants, underwear stock goes high.
Hanes skyrockets.
Oh, no. I haven't shit my pants. I've had a few close calls, though. You know, on the way to work when you're just like...
Oh, yeah.
That first sip of coffee hits the lips and... You're just clenching.
Yeah.
Clenching.
It sucks that, you know, shitting, you know, like having to shit is always something that's in the back of your mind. It's always kind of a worry when you're out because you don't really want to like shit in a public bathroom. You want to just shit in your house.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
In your own comfortable space. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like when I was in New York on Monday for the Rangers game and it was constantly on my mind. I was like, I got to take a shit at work before I go and get on the train. And I don't want to shit again until I get home. Because yeah, like even when I was at the Blarney Rock on 33rd,
oh, I wouldn't shit at the range at MSG.
MSG is actually not that bad.
They probably clean the bathrooms between periods. Like
Grand Central Station, the bathrooms look like a parade, like somebody won the World Series, and there's just like streamers and toilet paper everywhere, piss all over the floor.
It's probably better you don't see all the nasty shit underneath the toilet paper.
Somebody bends some brown pipe right on the seat.
A chocolate slug on the seat.
Yeah, and like even the bathroom at the bar didn't have a latch.
Oh yeah,
and you've been in the Blarney Rock bathroom. It's fucking tiny.
Yeah, you don't want to. You the don't stall, want to have. Like, that's not the place you want to have to shit.
No,
absolutely not.
So thankfully, I got through that okay.
Well, there's the one in Boston outside of Fenway there.
Oh,
and with the little pony wall for your privacy.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I forgot what bar that was.
Please take a seat. While the person urinating next to you gets to watch you defecate over the pony wall.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember, like, our friend taking us there and, like, going in the bathroom being like, wait, there's someone shitting.
And it's just...
Turning red in the face, like, struggling to get a turn
like,
out.
You can see, like the bust wall. You see the bust of some rotund drunkard.
He's just breathing heavy. He looks like Rob Ford.
Sweating. He's all red. Sorry.
Like, who would willingly go in there and be like, this is where I'm going to drop trout and shit.
Yeah,
I would... Do anything not to shit in that bathroom, like.
Oh yeah, I'd go shit out in the alleyway.
Go behind a shit in the alley.
A dumpster or something, and wipe with an old Boston Globe.
Christ, just leave the bar and go next door, grab a slice of pizza, and then run in the bathroom or something. Like
honestly, oh jeez.
Well, speaking of public bathroom usage, there's a fantastic story from the old Speakeasy that involved Ponty and I.
Intimating that.
Oh,
one.
Yes. I love this story.
There was a consignment shop, like a vintage clothing consignment shop right next to us, down the hall in our building. And one of the customers had needed to use the bathroom. And we had a little bathroom right in front of our studio
Right in
space.
Front of our space. A little tiny bathroom, nothing fancy. In fact, it was far from fancy.
Yeah, I would say so.
To be honest.
But the thing about the bathroom is that the light switch was on the outside, not on the inside. So this woman, she was probably in her early mid-50s or so.
Yeah, middle-aged woman.
Yeah. So she goes into this bathroom. She can't find the light switch.
Sitting there in the dark.
So she decided that, well, I can't piss in the dark, so... I'm just going to leave the door wide open.
You know, you have to have some light. There's no window in the bathroom. It wasn't anything.
It was very dark, very dark in there.
You wouldn't want to sit there in the dark and mind your business, you know.
So Ponte and I are going out to have a cigarette, and swing open the door, and sure enough, this woman
just
is sitting
sure view
in like a poncho with her scraggly
like a drug rug. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, she had the drug rug, the scraggly black gray, you know, the gray in it. And we walk by. I just take one glance, turn, or just cover my mouth, and I try and hold back the laughter. And I can sense that you're trying to do the same thing, and all she could do is muster out as we catch her sitting on the bowl, is just go, sorry.
Sorry.
Which only made it more difficult.
Yeah. I was like,
to keep
I was
any
shaking.
Kind of semblance
like,
of
what the fuck?
Face.
The woman couldn't have been a little more patient and like looked around. Like the light switch was right on the outside of the door.
It really
you gotta
wasn't
go, you gotta
difficult
go.
To see, but you know. And maybe she just assumed there was no other tenants except the fact that we had the signage and the painted wall, yeah. You know, but
that's really funny though. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then we're standing
out in front having a cigarette.
And then she has to walk past us with the two
with
kids.
Her children.
The walk of shame.
Get into the car. Don't look them in the eye.
She rushed
Mommy,
them out of
did those
there
those men
so quick.
See your vagina.
That's not the worst thing that's happened in that bathroom.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, far from it.
Oh.
We shouldn't talk about it. We need John to be here to defend himself.
Yeah. He can't defend himself on that one.
Yeah, I don't think he tries.
That's a classic story. Yeah, we need him here for that one.
Yeah, that'll be next week.
Oh, that was a nice tease for next week. Next week on Speakeasy Podcast, the tale of the beast with the pearl necklace.
And that's the perfect title, too.
The revelation of St. John the Divine.
In
and
this very
behold,
holy of
I
weeks.
Saw she rode a pale horse.
She was a pale horse.
It was a horrendous horse. She was a heavy horse.
She was a horse with Down syndrome.
And
we've come full circle.
Trumpets.
And they didn't abort it.
Yeah, there we go.
Because it was a horse with Down syndrome. Fashioned like a girl.
Horse dildos.
That was, yeah.
Buy them online.
Yes, you know, if you want to become a pastor, you also probably want horse dildos.
For when regular dildos just
don't Google suggestion.
Cut, you know?
I love that. I want to know what that person was searching that at the same time he simultaneously got ready to become a pastor.
Yeah.
Well, see, he was
right
probably,
underneath it, horse dildos.
Probably trying to atone for his
that's a little...
Yeah, he got 50, he got 50 lashes on the back with a horse dildo.
It's some sadomasochist Passion of the Christ.
A big floppy horse dildo slapping him in the back.
I will never watch Mr. Hands again.
Stop!
Ow!
Yeah, that's kind of creepy when you think, like, if you actually searched horse dildos and then it starts popping up, like, when you're looking at, you know, a news website. You hop on CNN and all of a sudden there's an ad for horse dildos.
Oh, there's nothing worse than when Facebook wants you to buy some.
Oh, God. Facebook throws up some of the weirdest shit. I would get these, like,
do you
suggested...
Want a single woman over 40?
I would get, yeah,
kids?
I suppose, do you want to date a single mom? No.
No?
When have I ever indicated to you that that's what I wanted?
Facebook just realized they have a shit ton of frumpy single moms, and they really need some help.
Yep. And they're not Match.com.
Oh, God.
So they can't help people there.
Match.com. Match.com is a great website because you can find all of the sex offenders around you within a 50-mile radius.
Yeah, you don't
they're
even have
all
to
on
go
it,
on
and
that.
They, and they have pictures, and you can learn all about them.
See, it's got some social utility, you know?
Yeah. Find the date rapist.
It's for women who want to know who not to date in their area.
Yeah. Dating websites are fucking horrendous. Have you ever looked through them?
Not really.
Well, I mean, if you ever pop on Craigslist, pop on Craigslist and look at the stuff on there.
Oh,
well,
God,
you know
yeah. I've seen some of the stuff on Craigslist.
Posting to Craigslist.
That stuff is...
Yeah, that you know what? That should be something for the listeners to do. If you have a dating website, find like the worst ads, like the worst self-descriptions and stuff, and send it to us so that we can read them on the
yes,
air and make
please
fun
do.
Of them.
That would be oh, excellent.
And
then
find awful Facebook posts. If you find some really stupid-ass shit, somebody writes something really dumb and really corny, send it our way.
Yeah,
we'll
inbox
rip it apart.
Us. Definitely.
Yeah.
Speakeasyct@gmail.com.
Send me screenshots of this one jewel of a person. on Facebook all the time. And, oh, boy, that'd be some fodder for a show.
And I was hearing one. There was a woman who posted in the CT Redneck Trade forum thing.
Oh,
on,
Bubba.
And she was a single mom looking for a place to stay. She's like, I only get $300 a month in support. And then people's like looked at her profile and was like, why is this woman posting? This is like car part trading.
Oh, my
and
God.
She's trying to find a room for like $100 a month.
I miss the Hartford Advocate.
Oh, the Advocate was great.
Advocate. The back of the Advocate.
I remember seeing something in there once that was like looking for someone who wants to shove medium-sized plums up their ass and then shit them out. It was like
medium-sized plums.
The specificity of these sickos, like you want somebody who's into.
Are they in season or out of season?
Do you
plums?
Just call that plumbing? I mean, what do you call
plumbing.
It? The act of sticking a plum up your ass and then shitting it out on somebody.
It's called smuggling plums.
Smuggling plums.
Hashtag smuggling plums.
I mean, that was just great. It was like the stuff in the
isn't
back
that
of that
line from like a. Bloodhound Gang song.
Mighty Tidy Whitey, and I'm
smuggling
plums.
Yeah, Mighty Tidy Whitey, I'm smuggling plums.
That's that should have been the name of the ad, just to grab people. Like, ooh.
Now that was a band that had songs that certainly didn't cater.
Yeah, those are
high class
songs.
Society.
Hey, we should put out an ad for a furry party, and just gather them all up and lock them in a room.
Host the furry party here.
No.
No, and then we'll lock him in the room and gas them.
Well, you're literally Hitler.
Yes, I am.
No, you don't want to. You don't want to gas Tiger Moonchild. There's a lot to offer.
These shit sandwiches are so fucked up, man.
Oh man,
just like what makes you just wanna?
And we were talking last
dress
week
like a fox and fuck your sister.
We were talking last week about some furry convention where
the foxy.
Where there were like wearing diapers as well, and they were like it was like grown men in like little furry
yeah.
like cat ears, and they're pissing and shitting their.
So
pants.
They also have like baby.
Yeah, they have a baby diaper
philia
fetish.
Shit, yeah.
And they were leaving these soiled diapers like in their rooms in the hall. They were like throwing them at people's cars. It just became a big shit diaper fest, and everybody hated it.
That's fucking gross.
And then,
if anyone threw a shit diaper at my car or on me, there would be a news headline.
You walk over to punch them in their face, and the mask just spins around.
Oh man! Wow, what a way to end the show, huh? Yeah. That was something.
Yeah. Well, we got 1:30.
Whoa, yeah. You're telling me an hour's up already?
It goes by quick.
Goes by quick when you're having fun, as they say.
We do this every Saturday night when we can. It's usually every Saturday night.
Almost every Saturday, yeah.
Almost
thank you, gentlemen, for having me aboard this
evening.
Thank
you for being here.
It's our pleasure.
Welcome back anytime.
Thank you all for listening. And, John, we hope you're back soon.
Hope no one was too offended. We all get along up here.
Who cares if people are offended? That's the beauty of this
show.
I'm
not concerned.
That we can offend people.
No, there must be no offending.
Yes, we can't. We're sorry if we triggered you. Next week we'll try a little bit harder to be sensitive, especially if you're a transsexual black Jew.
Yes, with a glass eye.
With a glass eye.
Mm-hmm. And the wooden
leg. And a prosthetic leg.
And a prosthetic leg, which is very sexy.
Yes, it is. So stay tuned. Next week, we'll have more great stories for you.
And you can listen to old shows on the Mixlr app. As soon as you're done with this show, you can
download
it
now.
You can listen to another show. It's
fantastic. There's a lot of shows on there now. So if you haven't been listening, catch up because they're all really great, I promise.
All right, folks. Thank you guys for listening.
Speakeasy Podcast.
Speakeasy Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Good night.